When the tentative timetable was presented to the Smart Trains leadership last month, it didn't contain many surprises, says Steve Bertelbaugh, a longtime transit advocate who sits on the agency's Citizens Oversight Committee.
It's pretty much what we've expected. It's not much different than what was in the draft EIR. Whether they can make that schedule or move it a few minutes one way or another at each stop is going to depend on their actual operating experience during the 90 days when they do their simulated daily operation.
So in the coming weeks, you can expect to see empty smart trains zipping along the tracks as they test the draft schedule out in the real world. It's built around integrating with the existing timetables for other services, including buses and the Larkspur Ferry, explains SMART spokeswoman Jeannie Belden, with the first weekday departure early each morning.
The first train leaves from Sonoma County Airport at about 4:49 in the morning. That's fairly early, but that's so that people who are working can make their connections. From there, it will run every half hour. On the return from San Rafael, departures begin at 3:59. Continuing on every 30 minutes, the last train leaving San Rafael at about 7:30. We also have one midday round trip and weekend runs.
Belding adds that the schedule was designed to match current commute patterns on the Highway 101 corridor, which are now mostly between Marin and Sonoma counties, with fewer drivers going further. So SMART will offer the locals a faster alternative.
From Railroad Square to Civic Center normally takes about 90 minutes in your car. If you take the SMART train, you can cut your commute down to 49 minutes. And from Petaluma to Civic Center typically takes 55 to 75 minutes, depending on traffic. With SMART, it's 25 minutes every time. So we're talking about commuting patterns being cut in half, sometimes more.
Portions of the route can be covered at high speed, notes Bertelbaugh, but the numerous stops bring down the average overall rate so that a full trip from the Santa Rosa Airport to the San Rafael Downtown Transit Center will take a little over an hour.
The top speed is 79 miles an hour, and they'll be able to do that to the pastures in the Narrows where they aren't worried about cross traffic or having to make stops at stations. But when you take all of the situations where they need to slow down for a curve or something like that, the average speed comes down to something like 48 miles an hour. There'll be station stops, and each stop will be about 30 seconds while people get on, get off, and there will be slowing down to make the stop and then the acceleration at the other end of it.
As soon as demand warrants, says Belding, they can quickly boost capacity by adding a third car on the most popular runs.
We will start with our two-car trains, and if we see a demand, we can increase that to three-car trains. Our stations and our platforms are already set up for that, so we're willing to make adjustments and see how it goes.
But adding more runs to the schedule, weekdays or weekends, will be harder, cautions Bertelbaugh.
We would like to see service hourly through the day, and eventually I think we can show enough public interest in that we'll find the money to do it.
Proposed fares for the North Bay train service have not been set yet. That will come before the SMART Board of Directors next week. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.